This is a WUKY News in-depth report.
For a lot of college students, summer is a chance to kick back and relax, maybe do an internship before resuming classes in the fall. But some students in Appalachia won't be returning to campus next August, at least not at the school where they originally enrolled. Brenna Angel has the first in a two-part report examining why rural colleges and universities struggle to retain students and what that means for the Appalachian region.
Okay, let's start by looking at an organism of the day, and then we're going to get back into the invertebrate chapter.
Taking a science or math class is usually a wake-up call for new college students, and the intro biology course at the University of Pikeville is no different.
The freshmen especially just struggle with the whole idea of college and how to study and how to manage their time.
Instructor Darla French has fewer students in the spring semester compared to fall, but she says by now, most students have a good understanding of what to expect. Nestled in the heart of downtown Pikeville, UPike was founded in 1889 by Presbyterians who came to Eastern Kentucky to train teachers and nurses. James Hurley is currently vice president of the private liberal arts school and will take over as president in July.
We have an open enrollment admission policy, so we do not have a prerequisite when it comes to ACT or GPA, and we really are a school of opportunity.
Around 1,600 undergraduates are enrolled at Pikeville. The vast majority of them, 96%, come from the central Appalachian states of Kentucky, Tennessee, Virginia, and West Virginia. One of Hurley's goals as president is to boost student retention. About half of Pikeville's full-time freshmen don't come back the following year. Some of that Hurley attributes to UPike being an open enrollment school, but he says there are other factors having a similar effect on several rural colleges.
If you think about the institutions in Appalachia, Union, Cumberland, Alice Lloyd, UPike, a lot of our institutions are dealing with a higher number of first-generation students. Here, it's 50%.
One of those first-generation college students is 19-year-old Christopher Fort from a small town in western Kentucky. I caught up with him in the dining hall.
My brother, he didn't go. He had opportunities, but he went ahead and started working in a chicken factory. And my dad is in the labor union working construction.
Chris chose the college route at the urging of his mother. He plans to stick with school, but says it won't be at UPike.
Actually, I am more than likely transferring. They're wanting to raise tuition by like $700, and that's just too much out of my price range.
Nearly all Pikeville students receive some type of financial aid. For Chris, that included a partial scholarship to play baseball, but it wasn't enough to keep him at a school that charges more than $17,000 a year for tuition.
Whether or not I stay here or go, you know, I'm going to go away eventually.
That's Bradley Collier, another freshman who is also considering leaving UPike. The Letcher County native wants to work in the music recording industry and doesn't see much opportunity for that in eastern Kentucky.
The area here, it's all supported by coal. And eventually it's going to go away. And, you know, these small towns, they're just going to dwindle to nothing.
UPike Administrator James Hurley says that doesn't have to be the story of Appalachia, but it's going to take students and graduates staying in the region.
Every single kid that we can retain is important. It's vitally important to our economy here in Central Appalachia.
Coming up Thursday on WUKY, a look at how Eastern Kentucky is fighting brain drain and working to evolve its economic climate. I'm Brenna Angel, WUKY News.